Hey, this is Jonathan Goodman, and I have incredibly exciting news. My book, The Obvious Choice, is now available for purchase in Kindle, in Audible, and in hardcover. Anywhere that you find books, please go on Amazon, please go to whatever bookstore you like, buy yourself a copy, buy a copy for a friend. Hope that you absolutely love it. Now let's get into the show. Jason?
Yep.
Real quick, if you don't mind sharing just who you are, who you work with, and what are we talking about today?
I'm Jason Creel. I'm in Southern California. I work with Christine Michaud. She's amazing. I just published a book called Motivation Sucks, Why Discipline is the Real Game Changer. It's doing really well. I've had it reviewed. And I'm getting my website redone. I'm getting my digital footprint redone. And I want to figure out a way to kind of configure everything to where I'm selling just online training, using the book as kind of a springboard. So I'm looking to get like a little bit more of a broader perspective on that.
Is the book self-published or traditionally published?
Self-published.
Okay. So you can go in and edit the manuscript and make little tweaks and stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Good. That'll be great.
Yeah.
Because there's lots you can do. Is it Kindle audio or just paperback?
It's Kindle and it's paperback. If it does even another 100 copies, then I'm just going to go ahead and do it audio as well. So
yeah, I mean, the audio is nice just because it's even if it doesn't make you a lot of money, it's nice because you're in somebody's ear. It's kind of like a podcast. Exactly. It's just a very in-depth, personal kind of relationship. Okay. And they're easy to do. I mean, you can rent, like, I've rented studios all over the place. It'll cost you, you know, I don't even know what the cost is now, but my guess is $8,000 to $10,000 when it's all said and done. Because it's not just for the audiobook.
Would you pay to have it, like, recorded by somebody else, or would you do it yourself?
That's a much deeper question. I think for your purposes right now, it would probably make sense for you to do it yourself.
Yeah, gotcha. Right.
But you're still going to have to rent studio space.
Sure.
You're still going to need an audio engineer. And all of the finishing touches and stuff like that, that Audible, like ACX, which is Audible's like self-publishing arm, in order to get it prepared for there is going to require an audio engineer and some money. So yeah, I mean, I would think it would probably cost you somewhere around $7,000 to $10,000, $8,000 to $10,000 when it's all said and done,
right?
To do the audio version.
Wow.
And that's if you read it. If you hire a voice actor, obviously it might be a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay. So talk to me about how you're using it right now. Let's break this down because there's lots of options. There's lots of things that you could do. Fortunately, I've done basically all of them. So yeah. I can tell you what works. I can tell you what doesn't work. I can tell you, some of the types of stuff that you see people doing all of the time or talking about, like a free plus shipping offer, for example, works, but it costs a lot of money and takes a lot of time and a big team to figure out, to get to the point where it works, whereas other stuff works quicker. So talk to me about what you're doing.
Right now, I've ordered a bunch of copies for myself. I'm giving like two or three to all of my clients and asking
Love
them who do you think in your life could use a little bit of this?
Yeah,
give it to them, and we'll see how it goes. So right now, that's what I'm doing. I've handed out about 20 of those, and I've got about another 20 copies, and I'm gonna continue to do that.
I think you're approaching it the right way. First off.
Okay.
View the book as a business card.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
One of the key phrases that I'll say to you is always send two copies.
Yeah.
Always send two copies. I heard this line years back. I heard this story years back from somebody who was like a business author or something like that. And every time that he sent a book to anybody, like an influencer or whatever it was, he sent an extra copy. And they always said, "Hey, I think you sent two copies." Like, oh man, must have been a mistake with fulfillment. Well, look. I mean, it's no point in you sending it back. You know, why don't you like find somebody else, you know, maybe somebody, your company to give a copy to, whatever. Like this guy must have done that 1,000 times, right?
Sure.
So always send two copies.
Yeah.
If you paid attention to my previous launch for Obvious Choice, like I pushed hard to have
Yeah.
people pre-order two copies, because you want somebody handing it on. Like, I would rather give somebody an extra copy if they buy one to give to somebody else,
Sure.
even if I'm eating that cost. Inside the book itself, where, how, when, in what capacity does it invite people to put their hand up to go deeper with you?
That's something that I need to explore. I didn't do that. I wasn't thinking about that when I self-published it. So I was going to put that either
Okay.
in the middle of the book, which is what I've been suggested to put it kind of in, right in the middle of the book or at the end of the book. Because right now the end
Both
of the book is
both and the beginning.
okay. All right. All right.
That's my answer.
Okay.
So there's a few ways that you can do this. First off, especially because you're self-published, the easiest thing that you can do is every single copy of the book, you want to offer people the digital copies for free.
Gotcha.
So, because you just want their email. Like, if somebody's bought the physical book, like, hey, right now, go here to get the PDF and when you have it, the audiobook for
Sure.
free. And those are just digital files. Like I just host them in a Dropbox folder, right?
Sure. Sure.
Do you have an email marketing system you use?
No, I don't. I
Okay,
don't have an
so
email marketing system. My email
so
marketing system isn't that large, so.
yeah, so you're gonna, I mean, in order to do this, you're gonna need to get set up and set up kind of a whole machine working for you. But when you set it up, it's really beautiful. It'll be like thousands or, eventually millions of little robots
Yeah.
kind of working for you every day in ways that you could never measure. So the pro I'll start at the top and then I'll work backwards into, how you might actually need to apply it, and then we can kick around ideas in the group and stuff like that on more of the details.
Okay.
But the basic idea is, in the book, you're going to have multiple calls to action. I think the obvious choice is seven.
Okay.
The calls to action can range from being more general, like get the digital copy of the book for free. I don't have that in the obvious choice because I'm handheld by my publisher,
Sure.
but for my self-published books, I've definitely done that.
Gotcha.
Two, very specific problem-solving stuff. And those are going to be the ones that are going to convert the most.
Okay.
So if there's a section in your book where you can figure out some sort of worksheet accompaniment to it, maybe you filmed a piece of content on it that's on your social media already, right? You just include a little call-out box that says, hey, I actually filmed a 4-minute video on the subject. To get it, go here.
Gotcha.
And you include, I mean, I think you probably want to have a QR code in there now too, in addition to a very easy domain to write out. So on your website, included in there, and none of this needs to be fancy. Doesn't matter if it's pretty. My stuff definitely isn't. But on your website, you're going to want what's called a squeeze page, which is basically just a page where people enter in their email in exchange for a thing. And if you, so have you read The Obvious Choice?
No, yours?
Yeah,
No, I
my
haven't.
recent book. Okay. So in that book, I think it's seven calls to action for seven different things,
Gotcha.
and they all align with the content. So as you're reading it, I'm thinking in the back of my head, it's like I talk about, like, near the end of the book, it's like chapter 14. If you've listened this far into the podcast, I want to invite you to buy a copy of my new book, The Obvious Choice. It's available now. A lot of people have been asking me what the book's about. The central premise is that it's learning how to position yourself as the clear and trusted answer to a specific group's problems. You see, a lot of people these days are trying to become famous to the faceless, anonymous internet instead of becoming the obvious choice to a smaller amount of people who are going to buy from you. It's actually much better, much more profitable, much easier, and much faster, and much less stressful to be obviously perfect to a smaller amount of people, then just okay to a lot of people who are never going to buy you. You see, you don't need to be the best at everything or chase the largest audience. You need to become the most relevant to your people. What I do is I emphasize the importance of understanding your audience's needs, meeting them where they already are, and delivering such value that choosing anyone else feels irrational. And so pick up a copy of the book. It's in Kindle, it's in Audible, it's in hardcover, wherever you find books. Hope that you absolutely love it. Or something, talks about the different types of content, how there's viral, value, and depth content. Like, oh, the reader might want to see an example of these. Well, I'm not going to put screenshots of Instagram posts in the book.
Sure.
So the call to action is, if you want to see examples, go here. There's worksheets. There's a couple other examples of that. All of them actually go to the same landing page, but they all have different unique domains.
Gotcha.
And then they all have a QR code. So you don't need to create 7 different landing pages. And on that landing page, I'll show you it. Let me see. Okay. I will share my screen with you so you can see it. So you can see my screen?
Yep.
So this is the landing page that all of them go to. Now, if you notice, if I type in jonathangoodman.com/bug, goes to this page.
Gotcha.
If I type in jonathangoodman.com/mobile, goes to this page. Right?
Gotcha.
They all go to the same page.
Yeah.
And on this page, it just says the following handouts from the book are included in your download.
Gotcha.
Right? All of the different worksheets and the pages that they appear in. Simple. I only need to create it once. A little thing for me, right? A little bit of social proof. Bob's your uncle. They
gotcha.
Enter in their email here. Now, for me, my priorities are different than yours, but they enter in your email here and they get sent then an immediate response back that says, hey, what's going on? Here's your downloads. And like I said, I mean, the downloads literally just go to a Dropbox with all of the different files in them.
Gotcha.
And then a few days later, they get another email that basically asks them to write an Amazon review for the book. And then they're on my email list. Now,
sure. My
goals are different than your goals. For you, it seems to me that you can actually use this to begin a very powerful consultative conversation.
Yeah.
The same as you would in the DMs. You'll just do it via email. Your first email in an auto response that you send to somebody is going to have an 80 to 85% open rate. That is actually the most effective, most powerful, highest converting email you will ever send, is the first email once somebody opts in. Most people blow that opportunity. And so here's what you do, the simplest thing. Hey, here's the stuff you asked for, download. Also, I'm curious, what are you hoping that this helps you with? Oh, I'm curious, are you looking to lose weight, gain muscle, blah, 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 right? Whatever your call to action is.
Yep.
Let me know. P.S. I'm a real human, whatever.
Yeah. Sure.
It's incredible to me how many people think that they're talking to robots now when they send me a message or email me. Like, no, we're real humans, but like, I can't even communicate to them like via email that I'm a real human. They still think that I'm a robot. That's your system, to be honest. That's it, right? You know, go through your book. Right at the beginning of the book, you offer the digital download. Throughout the book, you try to find, I would say, at least 5 spots where there's some sort of extra that you can offer somebody. That extra might be a worksheet that you design. It could just be a piece of content or something that you've already created. Like, I talk about referrals in The Obvious Choice, and the call to action is, hey, I actually went way deeper on this in a podcast. If you want more on referrals, I'll send you the podcast episode. It's like podcast 184 in my podcast feed of like 300 podcasts. You can use your existing stuff, I guess is what I'm saying, right? You're just curating the things you've already created. So find at least five spots. In your book, you're going to add a box with a QR code and a unique link to your website. All of those links, if you have a webmaster or somebody, it's easy to do. All of those links point back to the same, what's called squeeze page, like landing page, where they enter in their email. And then you use, I mean, I use ActiveCampaign. You could use ConvertKit. You could use your success coach can help you with which one is best for you, but it doesn't really matter. Your needs are not complicated, right? But you create an autoresponse where the first message delivers the thing and then follows up the exact same way that you'd follow up in the DMs. And then you can build out that autoresponse over time and have that act almost as like a virtual sales agent for you. And decide whether, you want to keep sending emails. Maybe you could just send emails when you publish content on social media.
Gotcha.
You don't need to add more onto your plate, I guess is what I'm saying. And then the job, Jason, is just get that damn book in as many people's hands as you can, however the hell you can. Give it away to events. Send it to people. It costs so little money. So much of my career in this industry was built upon sending 150 free copies of my books to these small little events. It cost me like $400, $500 to do it. One customer comes out of that. I can do it four times. And how do you get away from the feed? How do you get away from the algorithm? You get in people's homes. How does it all lay out for you?
It all sounds fantastic. I would just need the mechanics because I've, like I said, I've hired a professional. He's redoing my entire like website. And I'm gonna need all of this like back end stuff so I can start to get those emails out
What's
there.
your website hosted on? Are you building it on WordPress or something else?
Yeah, it's gonna be a WordPress one.
It's a WordPress. Okay. So all that you say to this guy is, I need a page template for, like, basically, I need a landing page template where I can embed an opt-in box. That's all you say to him.
Gotcha.
And then your success coach can help you with setting up an email marketing system. I mean, it's the type of thing that feels really overwhelming, and then you get in there and you're like, no, it's pretty straightforward, but there's like a block on it.
I've experienced that before, where I think I'm in over my head. Because right now I want to kind of shed hours of my day. I've compressed my schedule as much as I possibly can and still get the job done. But at the same time, I don't want to add another, 3 hours a day of extra stuff, that I'm going to have to
But
do. So.
this will be extra at first. But then the nice thing is once you build this, it's a machine. It's no different than loading a dishwasher and then walking out of the house and letting that thing work for you, washing the dishes. There's some upfront work, but you don't need to be the one sitting there scrubbing the dishes each time.
Exactly. All right.
It's no different. And I can tell you, I mean, from experience, God, man, it's when this machine starts working, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So we can
I
help you
see
with it for
that.
sure.
I see that in my not too distant future. So,
Beautiful.
yeah, I
All right.
see that. So,
Sounds good, Jason.
all
Appreciate it,
right.
man.
Thank
We're
you.
here to help you, okay?
Thank you.
You got it.